I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed. CD was aired, perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This f***ing black cloud still follows me around. But it's time to exercise these demons. These motherf***ers are doing jumping jacks.
I'm
now
not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Throttle out.
The strong, the mighty. The forces of evil can never destroy the powers of the Wonder Man. And though the most formidable journey lies ahead, only one will prevail. Wonder. Wonder. Wonder Man.
Yeah. These haters couldn't get to where I am with a full tank of petrol. When life got stressful, what kind of person should you be when you wanna make people accept you? What does it really mean when you dream of being famous and successful? When you were born to be special, yeah. And I went from the kid in class, texting radio DJs so they could pick me up, to the young rapper everybody's ringing up. Girl, I'm looking for a sprinkle of that pixie dust. Mad thoughts in my head when it's blowing up. Are you really big enough? I traded friends for fans, some man for sand. Raise your hand, the Wonder Man.
Feeling awkward when you walk up in the mall and can't afford a pair of trainers. Imagine when it changes. Imagine satisfaction when you make it. It's more than being famous, more than the applause, or more than any form of status. More than the performances in 24 and faces. Benadon, Vegas, many more praises. Amen, hallelujah, tiny, look what's happened to you. Yeah, they love the attitude, brand new and improved. Yeah, and when the fans start grabbing you, show gratitude with a little bragging too. Amen, hallelujah, tiny, look what's happened to you. Who can say they ran all the obstacles I ran? Look, I traded friends for fans, cement from sand. Raise your hands, the one. The man.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to this horror special edition of the Wonder World, where we do give you tips, tricks, and a good time here. Oh, welcome back, Gunner.
Yeah, man. We don't got our other party member
today.
Yeah,
we missing Mariana.
Mariana's not
it's,
here.
You know, it's kind of scary that it is, you know, Halloween horror week, and like she's missing apparently.
Dude, that's sketchy.
I know. We should try to like put out an APP on her.
Maybe like some missing person flyers.
Yes. Put it on some milk cartons. All right, guys. Welcome once again to Wonder World with Boy Wonder here. As always, we are holding it down for this Halloween weekend on Hawk Radio. Oh, and if you want to hear any other shows previously or live or like this coming up week, you go to www.primostream.com.
Hawkradio.primostream.com. That's the place to be if you want to check out up to our last five shows or last five shows of other shows outside of our radio show.
Absolutely.
So if you want to check out some other shows, you're more than welcome to. They're all recorded, the full session. So if you're also just tuning in mid radio show and you've missed some stuff and you want to know what's happened, and then you want to listen back, then just go to hawkradio.primostream.com and check it out.
So I know it's a fairly ominous, creepy, cringing day, but how do you feel about, like, Halloween and in general?
Halloween, it's tomorrow, like, right around the corner.
Yeah.
See, I like Halloween. It was always a fun holiday, and it was kind of unique because, like, all the other holidays are, like, happy or joyous or like family being together. It's all good stuff, right? Halloween is like the only holiday, the only big main one of the main holidays in the U.S. where it's like, oh, we're celebrating spooky, scary, you know?
I think like Halloween is just one of those. I mean, yeah, it's like you dress up,
costumes are fun, candy's fun. It's like your one cheat day, you know?
I know. Well, one of the many during the holidays. I mean,
you ever buy candy for the kids and then you just, you're just stealing some yourself, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they don't need the whole pack, right?
They don't need all of them.
I mean, shoot.
Yeah, they're too greedy. They're
I know.
Greedy, yeah.
You know the best part about that, too, is as well as... You remember, like, just, like, sometimes you go into the store the next day and they, like, have a hard discount at, like, Walmart or, like, Target?
They bought, like, a lot of candy in stock in preparation, but they didn't sell it all.
And then you just buy a bunch of them?
You just buy a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, candy was always a big, really fun thing. But now that I'm, like, older and I'm, like, on the other side of the fence, I kind of really enjoy, like, seeing the kids, like, smile when you give them the candy and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, the costumes. Seeing young kids and like their parents getting involved and like dressing them up, and because like these kids aren't gonna be able to get costumes and go out without parents.
Yeah.
So kudos to all the parents.
Absolutely.
They're coming in clutch with making these kids have a wonderful night. But overall, I just think it's really cool. You get to give out candy, see some smiles, you see all this enjoyment of the night. Everyone's all happy, excited, all these cool costumes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's cool.
Do you, what was your favorite costume at younger?
Okay, so this one particularly sticks in my mind.
Okay.
It was one of my father's, my dad.
Okay.
So my dad, when I was like, I was in my like maybe double digits, maybe still single digits. I was really young.
Okay.
I was probably in like the fourth grade. And, I was around there, I think. And then I'm over here in like my Transformers Bumblebee costume.
Oh,
I'm like
were
rocking
you one
it
of
out,
those
you
Transformers
know?
That like you
nah,
were like
mine
box?
Was just like the foam with the mask. It was
crazy.
But my dad, dude, so he had my dad's pretty big. He's like, 6'2" and he's tall, right? And as a kid that's even bigger. Like when I'm a little fourth grader. 6'2" is insane. That's like a skyscraper. And he had this like werewolf costume, like the ones where it wasn't even like claw gloves. It was like the whole arm, and then there was a stick in the glove, so that it was even longer. So he was holding this stick, but the whole thing was part of the arm. So he had these, like, and he had, like, stilts or something, like, little minis. Like, I think it was more like high heels, like, thick boots.
Like, type. Really super, like, super high, high heels that they wear, like,
but, yeah, like strippers wear. Yeah, well, like, they're, like, bulky, you know?
Oh, okay.
And so he's, like, even bigger, even longer, and he's just this crazy, like, werewolf thing, dude. It was so scary. I remember him, like, jumping out the bushes and, like, scaring kids.
PTSD.
They dropped their candy and ran. It was great.
Did you steal it?
Oh, yeah. I was right there. That's why I remember it. I was right there. I was like, oh, awesome. This is all mine now. Nah, but they would come back and, you know, we would give it back to them.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I might have, like, took a piece.
One or two. That was my tax. That was
my
your 5%.
Tax. Yeah, that was my 5%.
All right, guys, we're going to get into some more of the tricks and trades of Halloween. And we're going to talk about some of our top movies when it comes to the horror scene.
You can't have Halloween without the scary movies.
Well, you can. That's like a signature. Absolutely. So we'll be right back. But we hope you're going to have a thrill ride here for this next song.
Thank you. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
You can't go wrong without the classics. Of course, that is MJ, Michael Jackson with Thriller.
Oh, hit that. Oh,
you saw I surprised kinda, myself,
that was
honestly.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back, though, guys. This is Wonder World. I'm Boy Wonder here with the boy Gunner.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to hear any of our shows, please, 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 it is a ACC Hawk Radio exclusive. If you guys want to hear us, up to 3 weeks, not five, but it's more like three. It's more like three shows.
Oh, man, I thought it was five.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I guess it's only the last three shows.
They trying to take
they changed
us
it
out.
Last semester, I think.
They changed it up on us.
Five. They changed it up on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just tune in hawkradio.primostream.com. So if you want to check out any previous episodes or other shows, or you're just tuning in and you don't want to miss anything, yeah, check out the shows, hawkradio.primostream.com. But we're getting back to the Halloween
theme.
Dude, Halloween, it's on a Thursday night, man.
That is a crazy thing.
As a kid, I always hated when Halloween was on a school night because then you couldn't stay out late. And like late was like 10, 11 p.m. you know, but
yeah.
But now it's a school night.
It's like 6 or 7 now.
It's like 6 or 7. Yeah. Everyone's going back to their house trick or treat. I'm like, man, I just got out of work and I only get to do this for 2 hours.
I know, eat some candy and for the kids.
You know, getting out candy and stuff and just checking it out and seeing and experiencing Halloween. I only get to experience Halloween for 2 hours and then everyone's going back home. Like,
yeah.
At least when you're a kid, you get out of school like three, you know, like two, three. What was it? Was it around four?
For me, it was like 3 or 4.
3 or 4, well, I think.
You get out of 3?
It was around, okay. I think it was like 3:30 or something.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it was crazy.
but they got a couple more hours. But
yeah.
But Halloween's all about like that night and scary. And then
yeah,
everyone's
and then
going back home by sunset.
Like, that's true.
Well, come on, man.
I mean, hopefully some people got in some movies. You know, speaking of movies, we're going to... Yes, like, I mean, there's some classics you can watch, you know, on, what, the AMC?
Yeah, because AMC, when it comes to, like, holidays and stuff, they'll do, like, movie marathons where they throw on a bunch of old-school movies.
Classics.
Or whatever holidays. Christmas, in this case, Halloween. So they'll have a bunch of, like, slasher films in theaters again. So, you know, like, old-school... Michael Myers or like Jason, Freddy Krueger, stuff that doesn't really, you know, it's old. It's not going to be in the theaters anymore. But for the holiday, they bring it back.
True. I got a question for you.
Yes, yes.
What, you know, you being in productions, you know, and stuff like that, and that's like your thing, editing, production, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What would you say, far as production, for a horror movie, which one you would say was like Chris, like that, like the best production?
The issue with this question is that technology advances. So
Very true.
Horror movie today is just going to smoke any horror movie that is in the past.
Okay.
You know,
by
like
decade
you can't
then.
You can't compare, let's say, the new Alien movie. I think it was Alien, like,
I forgot
Romulus. Romulus, I think. Romulus. Alien Romulus. Yeah. Which I haven't seen, but just from the trailers and like reviews, it looks incredible. Like production wise, it looks insane. I actually saw some behind the scenes stuff. They have like, and what's cool about it is as you advance to newer technology, a lot of production and stuff becomes special effects and like post, and it's like movie magic, right? They kind of move away from practical props and sets and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of, oh, here's this crazy monster, but it's really just this dude wearing like this skin suit with white balls on him, and he's just motion capturing for CGI, and he's just a dude, right?
Okay.
So you have these actors acting out, oh, this terrifying scene, this monster's on him, and it's just a dude. Versus back in the day, they
spoilers,
had like
guys, spoilers.
You know, it's not really spoilers, but like back in the day, you know, they had actual suits, like you mm-hmm. ever seen like Gremlins?
Yeah,
like they that wasn't no CGI, those were real props, like animatronics and stuff. So, you know, but what's cool is Romulus, the newer alien, they right. actually did physical stuff. Like the alien was actually this like 7'2" dude that dressed up.
I always
in
found
it.
That interesting. Like they actually get people that are like freakishly tall.
Yeah, which is cool
to play that. And I mean, obviously, they don't need to do lines because they're creatures. They're like,
yeah, yeah. Well, they'll do all that in post. Kinda. Yeah. But like, you know, maybe he just does like a roar or something, then they'll fix it later.
Absolutely. So do you think, to go back to what you were saying earlier, because I still got to hear which one is your favorite throughout the decade. But I want to know that for its time, like, what do you, what do you see, like, far as production-wise, like, how creative, like, it's gotten? Like, what do you think was the best? Like, alien sci-fi stuff, or would you say...
Man, I mean, I think production-wise, sci-fi stuff is kind of like, it has to be good. Because if it's sci-fi and you have all these special effects mm-hmm. and stuff, and it looks bad... The whole movie's bad. Like,
yeah.
The whole movie's sci-fi. Like, the CGI and production value of that, at least, like, on the post-production side and stuff, has to be good to make the mm-hmm. movie. Like, to make the movie work.
Very true.
But, like, I mean, even with, like, a simple, like, slasher movie, like you know, Friday the 13th, Jason, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, they're at, was it Camp Crystal?
Yeah,
Camp
Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake. And there's not, like, a lot of CGI. Or special effects, like maybe mm-hmm. for blood, they got like the blood packs hidden in their costume. So okay. when they get slashed, you know, they can like pop it and it makes like the crazy blood and stuff.
Right.
So I don't know. It's like the older style of films, like back in the day when they would film it. I think they were so creative with how they did physical props, like because all that stuff wasn't really like movie magic CGI. It was like them being really creative with, okay, how do we make this knife look like it's slashing this person and like blood goes everywhere. A lot of like nowadays people would just CGI that.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
It's lazy.
It's not necessarily lazy, but it's convenient and it's efficient and it's easy.
True.
Like imagine you don't have to do the whole cleanup. Like let's say the scene doesn't work. Okay. Like, oh, okay, man, you know, I didn't really like that take. I'm the director. The take didn't work. I want to do it again. Well, guess what? Now you got to clean up all the actors that have those blood on them. And then the set has all that fake blood on it. And you got to clean that up. Versus CGI, you could just... It's nothing to clean up.
Yeah.
So, but I still think the old school like method of actual physical props, like, if you can, like, that's the way to do it, man. Like, it's just... Something about it is so good.
Just to add that layer to it.
Just to add that layer of, like, authenticity.
You're saying you would be...
I mean...
Willing to... You if you were producing a horror... But
I would try to do as much physical as I can. That's what I liked about Alien Romulus, from what I've seen. Like, uh-huh. even the head crabs weren't CGI. They were, like, little drones on, like, the little wheels. They would scooter around.
Exactly.
You know those little black droids on the Death Star in Star Wars?
Oh, they're yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
they, like, squeaked and stuff. And yeah. they were just this little box with four wheels. Uh-huh. Now, imagine a head crab on top of that, like a head crab object.
Oh.
It was a physical head crab just on one of those, and it was wheeling and it was scooting around. Like everything they did, they tried to keep it as physical as possible.
And okay.
And then whatever they couldn't, you know, that's what they did to CGI.
So can it be safe to say that Aliens is probably one of the best ones as far as production for you?
I think so. From what I've seen, I haven't watched the film though, but from the behind the scenes and like the stuff I have seen on it, it looks like a phenomenal film. And it's just, if you have the budget and you have a crew that knows what they're doing, I feel like it's hard to go wrong nowadays. Like, you definitely can, but I mean, if you got people working on the set and post production and stuff that know what they're doing,
right?
Like good, you know, good cosmetologists or something, like whoever the people that do all the makeup and stuff for the artists.
Oh, like the cosmetologists.
And then you have like the people that actually make the props and the costumes.
The makeup artists.
And then you have the makeup artists, and then you have the people that make the set, and then you have the post production, the cameraman, the audio. Like, you have all these people, but like, if you got people that know what they're doing and you got a budget that can actually pay for everything, I feel like it's hard to go wrong with making a movie now.
Yeah, especially
as long as people know what they're doing.
Something like Aliens. Okay, so now that we got the production part out of the way,
that's a little tricky.
I would say now we're gonna head into storytelling. For me personally,
storytelling
personally for me, I loved Saw's storytelling.
Saw.
It was a very...
See, what's interesting...
So I'll explain this. It was a very creative way of teaching... Or not teaching. It very creative way of getting justice into your own hands, but at the same time, being hands-off.
Very creative.
Very creative. So,
especially for the time of when like all these other movies coming out were just like slasher movies and stuff, and then Saw comes out, which was so different.
It was so different. It had a game to it. It had very genius plot lines. Yeah, exactly. You have this jigsaw puzzle, and you had the doll. It was everything about it was
so
amazing.
It was so creative.
And
every trap was different, man.
And how it was created for crooked people, because he was punishing crooked people.
That too, but I don't remember what the case was, but I'm pretty sure they made the movie on like a really low budget, the first one or something like that.
The first one was super low budget.
Because like they came to the movie people and like were trying to, I forget what it's called, but it's like basically they go to the people that produce movies and they're like looking for people to fund it.
Uh-huh.
And so you give your idea, and you're like, hey, this is my idea. I want funding to make it. And like everyone turned them away.
So their first production budget was $1 million to $1.2 million.
Which,
and
I
it's
mean,
low. That's
that is
low.
Like that is very small for a movie. I mean, you look at like Marvel movie. Look at like Avengers Endgame or something. That's didn't they have like hundreds of millions
to create? Yeah, especially
create
the Avengers.
That one.
Yes.
Like that's. Like, you know, $1 million to make a movie is nothing.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Saw was so creative. I think Saw was phenomenal. What was that? Avengers Endgame?
Avengers was $220 million.
$220 million.
And all they had was $1 million. And they created a phenomenon.
That's like barely even a fraction of what Marvel may put with that. But I mean, like, man. Yeah, Saw was so creative. I think storytelling... I really liked It with Pennywise the Clown.
Oh, It?
It, yeah.
Interesting.
I thought there was so much to the story of it about how only kids could see Pennywise and how like and then how like they grew up and then they got older and then they forgot it because of like the magic or whatever. And then for the second movie they come back as adults, which was like adults don't see Pennywise. It was just something that was like part of the story. Like the whole development of the story from especially with movies 1 and 2.
Right.
I thought the story was really really what made it appealing.
Yeah, I think that started the notion of stay away from clowns.
Oh man, the clown thing been a long time. That was been like since forever.
I mean,
that was way before it came out in like 2016.
No, but you got to think about it. It actually came out in the 80s, too.
Oh, right.
The original one came out in the
80s. It might have helped with that stigmatism or like whatever. Stigma?
The stigma
of... stigmatism.
Clowns.
the stigma of clowns. I remember in Zombieland in the early
2000s. Oh, yeah. He's afraid
with,
of zombies.
With Woody Harrelson and... Is it Woody Harrelson? Right?
Yeah,
and,
Woody Harrelson.
A couple other really good actors, but like there was that one scene where with the clown, and he's like, "Dang it, I hate clowns!" And then of course there was like a zombie clown.
Yeah,
his they made a whole like they had made a whole beat, which was like a whole moment for just the clown.
Yeah.
And my sister hates clowns too.
That's crazy. That was so funny. They looked at such a like horror way. Character or creature or animal or person you can say now you would kind of put in that same image as a clown, maybe?
I mean, there's Pennywise.
There's Pennywise, right. Yeah, the clown, but like
modern day clowns?
Not even clowns, just like anything.
Oh, like Jester, Joker, anything like.
Okay, so I'm saying far as like if you had to put some type of. If you had to, now that clowns are gone, out of existence.
Oh, clowns.
Now, who would take that mantle?
Well, I think. Oh, well, for a different reason. And yeah. not because of, like, the same scary element that clowns have, but, like, Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Is kind of like a puppet that's, like, playing games and, you know, like, clown-like.
Yeah.
But it's also horror. But clowns, I think people are scared of clowns more because of, like, how unnerving they are and, like, how scary their physical appearance is. So I'm trying to think of. Something
I'm gonna piggyback
like
off
that.
Of
that.
I'm gonna piggyback go ahead. What you're saying. I think the dolls like Chucky and
Chucky,
like,
yeah,
and sure. Like you know, like Megan, like the new,
yeah, Megan.
I only say that now because of AI and robots now. So now that kind of takes precedent now of like. People should be afraid of robots and AI and stuff like that.
I think it's interesting.
I'm low-key a little nervous about it, too. I'm not
nervous,
scared,
man.
But, like,
I don't know.
They're saying that they ain't going to take over, but I don't know.
I think the whole AI robots thing is scary because of how like, easily it can go wrong, right?
Yes.
Like, they could just, here's some error in their code. Guess what? Now they're psychotic psychopaths trying to kill everything. Like, it's not, they don't have a moral compass.
They don't.
And I think that was what was scary about zombies. You know, zombies, they just were like animals. They don't have no moral compass, you know, or other monsters and stuff. But with AI and stuff, it's scary because it's like, you, even though they don't have a moral compass, you still expect them to not do wrong because they have been given a code that they follow.
True.
Versus like a zombie or like a monster, like you expect them to be malicious, right? Because it's their nature. But with an AI or robot, you're expecting them to behave themselves because they're following their code. So then that's where the difference is, because you're expecting them to be good, and then they could go wrong at any moment, and that's what's like scary about it.
And that's cringing, you know, like them going off of the
and how much power.
Algorithms. Yeah. We create the algorithms for them, and they're going based off of like what a human intellect is.
Yeah.
And then without emotion, so they can like easily like try to take out.
Okay, so to look at the flip side of that, Ultron, the antagonist, Age of Ultron,
yes.
Avengers, that was a character that did have a moral compass and like an actual sentience and wasn't just, you know, a collection of coding. Like that one could actually think for itself and had sentience.
Uh-huh.
And it had a moral compass, but even with that knowledge, it was a robot, and it looked at all of humanity. It checked out the internet for 1 second. It was like, yeah, these guys, they all got to go.
Yeah, they're crazy,
they're
man.
They're all crazy. We got to start anew.
Which I get, you know, because we are.
We are.
So, yeah. All right, guys, we're going to get back into part two of the Hollywood horrors of the worlds, and we're gonna play, you know, switch it up a little bit. We're gonna play some Fallout Boys, Rise of the Phoenix.
Me down, strike a match, and I'll burn you to the ground. We are the champions.
Welcome back, guys. That was Fall Out Boy's Rise of the Phoenix. This is Boy Wonder here, once again with my man Gunner holding it down.
And you're listening to Wonderworld. And if you want to check out any of our previous episodes, up to the last three, apparently. I thought it was five, but I guess it's three now. But up to our last three episodes, or if you're interested in listening to maybe the last three episodes of another show. We have tons of shows. All of these are exclusive to Hawk Radio. And you can check them out at hawkradio.primostream.com.
Yeah, we were getting into some talks as we were off air and listening to some music. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to like kind of briefly like talk about like the best villains far as the, you know, horror industry. Yeah, you have your Friday, you have your Freddy,
Nightmare. Some of them very iconic.
Some icons. I like some of the icons, which is fine. But me personally, I like a villain with more layers. And so I kind of
so like the in-depth
ones, like the ones that have reasons.
Multi-dimensional characters. So slashers are very like one-dimensional to a certain degree.
Now, let me say this. I do like this. There are two that I actually liked. And I don't think you would know about this one. One of them is My Bloody Valentine, which came out in 2004. That was an iconic one because of the story plot in it. Because they end up killing the wrong person.
Oh, and I don't think I've seen that one.
Then the slasher was still alive. And another one for me has to be the Scream trilogy villains.
Scream, because anybody could be it.
Yeah, the fact of anybody can be it, and then
they all have their different reasons.
Different reasons, and it all connects somehow to like Sydney. Well, the first few was Sydney. After that, it got a little crazy. but yeah, like it was a pretty like great setup. Even for like the first one, teen slashers, teens in love, hot and heavy. You know, estrogen and testosterone in the air. People getting killed, and it was such a great plot. It's such an iconic one, you know, that it, you know, it lives within, you know, the legend.
So are we talking most entertaining horror movies right now?
This is villains. This is my villains.
Your favorite villains.
Yeah, okay. So my villains for
your favorite
all times.
If you had to pick one, your favorite villain in any horror movie.
Okay, I was gonna say the first Scream. I like the whole Billy.
Interesting. So you
two slasher.
So you like that would be your favorite villain, not specifically because of the villain, but just because of the story. The
it's
dynamic,
the layer.
And
it's the layers they had the reasoning.
I got you.
Yeah.
For me, I think my like just out of pure villain, like this is the scariest, one of the scariest villains to me, the Grudge.
The Grudge. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
It's like that more like, I think it's like Asian.
Like, how do you kill a spirit?
Like, it's like a spirit, right? And nobody else can see it. It can teleport. It can, like, it's long hair. Like, it drags you anywhere. Yeah. Like, if it catches you, which basically was an inevitability. It's kind of like that that whole, like, I don't know if you ever heard
the
debate.
Ring?
This is The Ring, but the debate that was like, you know, it was like a what if question. Would you, if you could have $1 million, but the caveat was that there was a snail and this snail could survive anything. Nothing could stop it. It would just like phase through anything if you tried to like put a cup on it. But if it touched you, you died.
Oh, wow.
So that was the caveat. Like you get $1 million, but you're infinitely running away from this slow snail. And if it ever caught you, you would die. So a lot of people would be like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And I'll just, like, travel the world and, like, run away the whole time. But then some people are very, like, at-home bodies, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't want to get – they don't like, I'm staying in one place. There's no way – this snail would definitely get me if I took that deal.
Yeah.
So that whole thing is, like, the Grudge. The Grudge is kind of like that snail where it's just this inevitability. Like, if it targeted you for whatever reason, I don't really remember why.
Yeah.
Like, you were pretty much, like, just in terror up until you inevitably got caught.
Yeah.
Right? And the Grudge is like an entity. Like, at least with, like, Jason and stuff, they're not really killable, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, like Freddy Krueger's got like a he's like a nightmare. He's more of a dream than he is real.
Yeah, so
I guess they're all kind of like that. But The Grudge is just way more terrifying.
It's more like psychedelic type for
Freddy. Yeah, I don't know. The Grudge is probably my favorite horror character.
Yeah.
But then what's your man? Because see now the question is your favorite horror movie, which I feel like now you answered that because it was the Scream one, right? Because of all the layers. But it's not. Okay.
It's not. Yeah.
So then what was your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie. Oh man. Shoot, I think I have to go back to Saw.
Saw.
The first three Saws.
Dude, Saw was, man, and the traps were so iconic.
It was so creative and elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And the plot I think I love plot twists. That's what it is, too. I'm a big plot twist type guy.
I feel that.
So I'm definitely digging Saw, the trilogies of Saw, as like my favorite. And again, like, this guy is giving justice to people because the injustice system that, you know, that we have here in the world, that we deal with on a daily basis, this guy is taking it upon himself. He's almost like a Robin Hood, but like...
Like a vigilante.
A vigilante.
Like a very gory, very aggressive...
vigilante.
A vigilante, right? Yeah. You could do it way easier, cleaner, but this guy goes out of his way to make it a game.
I mean, the most he... you
kind of messed up.
I mean, the most you can say he's done...
He's like a psychotic vigilante.
I don't know. He's a kidnap. I would say it was kidnapping, but then again, he had minions.
He puts them all in the trap, man. That's like all conceived from his evil mind.
But then he got the police officers and all of that. He had a whole cult of people doing this stuff for him, too. So, like,
that's crazy.
He kind of kept his hands cleaned a lot.
He was a mastermind.
Yeah, which was very creative.
He's like the definition of like a mastermind, like getting everything done without getting your hands dirty.
Yeah. What about you, man?
I think for me, it's kind of probably going to be a more bland answer. I really like the Friday the 13th, you know, movies.
Okay.
Like, it's also like Friday the 13th tends to be like very Halloween-esque, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Halloween tends to happen a lot on Friday the 13th, which is kind of weird. I guess that's just funny how that works out. But
interesting.
I like the plot and the idea of it. Like, you know, everyone goes to this camp, which is like almost like you're putting yourself in a vulnerable state because you're going out in the middle of nowhere with like no Wi-Fi, no people. Like the best you got is like the sheriff's office. That's it.
That's
all your help.
Like 3 miles away.
And it's like two dudes working there at best. And you know, like it's just this idea of like this murder spree happening at the campgrounds and everyone's running different places, but there's nowhere to go. Like it's just, you're going to get caught. I almost find myself rooting for Jason.
Yeah, you know, honestly,
it's almost like fun in like a morbid way to watch him like kill all these people in different ways.
And the thing is too, these people know this and they sign up for this and like
they keep coming back.
Yeah, you think like you're not gonna get killed,
man,
like
all these people went missing at this camp. Let's go.
Let's go again. Let's do it.
Like
you know what's morbid? Speaking of morbid, Jason is probably one of the reasons that I wanted to be a camp counselor, but not because of the reasons you think. Because I was like, oh man, camp seems fun, like out in the woods.
I can't wait to become Jason. Kill all these camp members.
slash. Plot twist is Willy the whole time.
Low key, Jason and Jigsaw kind of have a little bit in common. Like they always they kill their victims in unique ways.
Yeah, that's true. Very creative.
I think Jigsaw's way more creative about it, but like Jason's very improv. Like, oh, here's a fireplace. All right, tosses him into the fireplace. Oh, here's water. Drowns him. Oh, here's this coat hanger. Stabs him. Right?
My thing is, how the heck does he know how to use a bow and arrow? Didn't he die in the middle of camp, like as a teenager? Like, how does he know how to do archery? Like,
he passed away. I don't know his lore exactly, but was he was a camp member?
He was a teenager. Teenage kid. His mom was she was the nurse. She was kind of like the funny in itself.
Which is interesting, considering Jason, like, listens to his mother whenever he goes, like, on the killing spree stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's like kind of a mama. Yeah, it's like a mama's
like
boy.
Like a mama's boy.
Yeah, pretty much. But you don't want to say that.
So he's the one mama's boy you don't want to pick up. Foot,
man, no. That's so funny. Michael kills his siblings and family, and Jason wants to save his.
Quite interesting. Yeah. All right, so then we just kind of mentioned our favorite movies and villains. What do you think is just like in general the most entertaining horror movie to watch? Like just the most crazy stuff happening, like or just it's just funny.
It doesn't have to be Chucky.
Chucky's kind of diabolical with how he goes about taking out his victims too. I saw that one scene where he like caught the dude, but he trapped the dude in like the Christmas lights, and then he lawnmowered the Christmas lights, and the dude was like getting pulled to the lawnmower.
Oh,
and he was like all in these like the Christmas lights were still lit up.
Yeah.
Like that was pretty crazy. Oh man, that was
his is very entertaining. It's very entertaining. I think Freddy was like that back in the day, but then I feel like Chucky completely took that over.
Like he just upped the notch. He upped it the antic all the way up.
Like even if you watch today's like series,
Chucky
like,
still is entertaining.
It's very entertaining. They even brought back the old actors, and like, did you know that the one of the actors actresses is the daughter of Chucky, like the actual daughter.
Wait, Chucky as in like the person who
the person
Chucky.
Who voices Chucky
had a daughter, and then that daughter is one of the characters in the Chucky movies.
Yes,
pretty crazy.
And it's funny, they did a flashback of when he was like a young guy, you know, a young killer before he was a doll, and it was her dressed as her dad. Playing Chucky's dad. Yes.
Oh.
Which is a plot twist. Cause I'll play it for you. She sounds and looks just like him, like a female version of him, like reincarnated.
That's crazy.
And it's very entertaining.
That's awesome, man. That's actually so cool.
Yeah.
It's I love when dope. They do stuff like that. But I think for me, and these are two movies I already mentioned, but for the most like one of the most entertaining movies, it. Like, at least the first one, it.
Yeah.
Maybe even the second one. I think just because the whole thing is as Pennywise feeds on fear, right? So if he'll do anything, in, like, and he can contort his body because he's not, like, real. So he can shapeshift and, like, do all this stuff in order to maximize the fear you get. So you get in the movie, you get all these, like, crazy things that you normally wouldn't see because he's specifically attacking that kid's specific darkest fear.
Right.
So he contorts his body and stuff into those ways. So you get these crazy scenes and stuff where Pennywise is just going absolutely like crazy with it. You know, in order to maximize the fear for whatever child he's targeting. And I guess for whatever reason, you know, maybe just for entertainment purposes, but I feel like they pick the wildest fears for the kids. Like one of the kids hated the dancing or something. And then one of the kids hated like really long faces or something Pennywise would shapeshift and all these different or like do these weird dances in a creepy way. I thought it was really entertaining. And then maybe outside of that one, like Zombieland. It's not really a horror movie, but it's entertaining. So
you know what it gives me vibes of? Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, exactly. That it's like a comedy horror.
Yeah. That one's very entertaining. That's a classic.
That is a classic.
Far as like
both of them are. Shaun of the Dead and Zombieland are both like very very funny zombie movies, and then they have like the opposite, like the actual scary. Like you ever seen? I think it was World War Z.
World War Z. Oh, was it with Brad Pitt? Right.
Yeah, I think so. So like that one is like focusing on the actual scary aspects of zombies versus something like Shaun of the Dead or Zombieland, which was more just way really funny.
I think
and entertaining.
Oh yeah, I think I like. Have you spent an opportunity where you were actually like looking at horror movies like cheap, like really like, oh my god, this is like cringy.
Oh
like,
man, yeah.
Like leather skin type.
There's definitely some cringy stuff out there. I think and this is like kind of a thing, is it depends on your budget. Like a lot of horror movies come from like indie developers, small studios and stuff that just don't have any money, so they can't spend it on production, and then like the movie ends up being like very cheesy. This is more of a sci-fi, but it kind of is like horror. It's like Sharknado,
Sharknado,
or, like Snakes on the Plane.
Yeah.
Like that, those ones.
Don't like,
so
like,
cheesy, so like on purpose.
So cheesy, like you know what's about to happen.
Like it's so cheesy. The plot is exactly what you would expect. Yeah, everything that happens
is
exactly
it's
like
predictable, but it's
so predictable. But
it's so cool.
It's
though.
So funny. It's like in a, like a entertaining way.
Yeah.
It's bad in a funny way. Like it's bad in a good way.
No, you know, and that's pure gold. What do they call those movies? They get an award for like a movie that's like so bad
that it's funny.
That it's
good.
Funny.
I don't know exactly.
I forgot. They get an award.
But I actually wanted to say there are some movies even with a low budget that perform really well. I think it was the first like Conjuring or something. It was the one with the spirits and like
yeah
talking with the devil.
Oh, you mean the one with the couple, right?
I don't know, but I don't remember what it was. Was it The Conjuring? Is that the one with they like interact with the demon and they're like trying to purge it out of the girl's body type stuff, and she's like possessed.
Oh, like the exorcism.
Exorcism and stuff. I think it was The Exorcist or Exorcism.
Yeah,
one of the first ones.
Yeah.
The first one, they had literally no budget. It was like one dude or something, and he filmed it all on his own in his house. Based on like trying to be as realistic as possible, and it's funny because like the whole movie is like, I don't know, an hour long. So this whole hour long movie is just him like documenting it with a VHS tape and like stuff, and like nothing really happens. Like the cross is on the wall flipped upside down, or like this is shaking, but like nothing really happened. But it just. See? It exploded. Like, the movie was so popular. It was one of the scariest movies at the time. Like,
oh, wow.
It was hands down, like, it made people terrified. And I think what a reason why was how it was because of how realistic it was. There was no CGI, like, special effects
it's
or, like,
almost
props.
Like you
they didn't have
that.
Money.
It's like almost like you need the realism of it.
It was so realistic because, like, it was as real as it got. There were no, like, props, really. There was no, like, CGI. Like, they didn't have the money for it. So it was filmed in a normal house with normal stuff. Everything was like normal, which made it very relatable.
Interesting.
And very realistic. It was like terrifying.
But that's awesome though.
But it was like that's what you love about horror. Like,
yeah.
It was when it gets you on the edge of your seat. You're going, what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
The suspense is
plot
killing me.
Twist, like,
plot
yeah.
twist. Or so, yeah, well, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. And
yeah.
It makes it special.
All right, guys. I know we threw a lot at you guys, and we love horror.
Let's have a lot of fun today.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome. So we're going to get into one song, and then we're going to come back real quick with our side piece question, and we'll be right back right after this.
Sleeping somewhere cold, until you
back, guys. We're about to close it out here. We enjoyed you guys. We hope you guys are being safe out there for Halloween. Just try not to do anything crazy. You know, there's innocent kids and children and parents out there and families. Just be careful out there and be careful for yourself, guys. Be safe out there, honestly, and enjoy your horror night.
Enjoy Halloween. From this is listening to Wonderworld.
Absolutely.
You guys have a wonderful Halloween.
Oh, I love that. Well, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day as well. We got some good stuff coming up next week. We have a 2-hour show, foodie show. So be on the lookout for that. You know, just don't come in hungry, all right? Love you guys. Peace.